An article in the March issue of Citrus Industry Magazine, which readers will receive soon, will help growers determine the effectiveness of insecticides used to control Asian citrus psyllids, which spread the devastating disease HLB. The authors rank active ingredients by the number of days significantly fewer psyllids were counted compared to an untreated control. Growers dealing with citrus canker can get the latest research results on that disease. The authors discuss control methods in a fresh grapefruit grove, an early orange program, alternatives to copper, the importance of windbreaks and leaf miner control, and more. Another article thoroughly discusses the functions of phosphorus in citrus production. Recommendations are offered for phosphorus fertilization of bearing citrus trees based on leaf tissue and soil tests. The End of the Row column features interviews with Texas citrus growers who visited Florida just weeks after HLB was first discovered in their state. Paul Heller and Becky Bonham tell why they are somewhat optimistic, even with greening now confirmed in the Lone Star State. The regular Buzz column in March provides updates on the carbendazime in orange juice issue and U.S. orange juice sales, and reports on a seminar about the possibility of olives being an alternative to citrus in Florida. Finally, spotlights on a selected disease, beneficial insect, and weed are briefly discussed by University of Florida experts. While Citrus Industry Magazine provides in-depth articles on a monthly basis, readers can keep up with breaking citrus news in the citrus section at southeastagnet.com. I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.